All right, fantasy football update. I heard somebody talking about that. Cumberland, I think, is number one tight end. Back-to-back weeks, touchdown. There was a rumor that Marty had him in his fantasy league. So, anyway, today, another hot day. It's good to get out there. Excellent competition against each other. Maybe a little too spirited. You know, got to make sure we take care of our own. We got a little chippy there. You know, in some of those periods, but I thought very competitive, and I liked, you know, I like what I saw out there. Unfortunately, Lex Hilliard, we had to put him on IR with a shoulder, and he's going to need a procedure for that, and that's really unfortunate because Lex is, you know, a tremendous player and also a tremendous, you know, person, and just a tough guy, and is just an unfortunate thing, and. You know, just one of those things. We were in a 9-on-7 drill, live contact drill. I wasn't tackling, but it was a, you know, it was full speed, and it's unfortunate that that happened. But with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Rex, you see it a lot with younger guys hitting. You know, trying to make the team, and they hit when they're not supposed to hit. But a guy like Cromartie is a veteran. Were you disappointed to see what he did there with Steven?
Well, again, I think, you know, there's thud, and then there's, like, you know, over-the-top thud. You know, I was disappointed because we have to protect each other. He was, you know, Steven was catching, you know, running full speed and all that. Crow actually came off his coverage and made the hit. But, and again, it wasn't. You know, I don't think he intended to, you know, certainly hurt Steven, but still, there, we got to be smarter. Just you're a great position. Just let it go. And I think that's what we need to do. Sometimes when you say thud, you know, guys have a tendency, especially when it gets close to that goal line, to put a little extra on it. And you know, but we certainly don't need to do that. We have to take care of each other.
Do you have an update on who your quarterback might be in a few days?
I think both guys look good today, but we'll see again. You know how everything is tomorrow, but not ready to do that yet. We haven't discussed anything as far as that goes right now. So,
what do you anticipate announcing it tomorrow?
You know, hey, I guess we can anticipate it. I think that's fair to say, but we really don't want to put a timetable on it. You know, eventually we got to name one.
Rex.
So we'll see.
Sorry.
No problem.
We had Geno as a 15 for 16, two touchdowns today. Was this his best day at practice?
It wasn't brutal, that's for sure. It was that was a great day. No, I mean, I don't know if it was his best day, but because he's had a lot of good ones. And he had a great one today.
Joe McKnight told the Associated Press that he was dealing with a concussion recently. Is that we've been calling it a head injury.
I'm staying with a head injury, you know, and you know, right now the last 2 days he's been out there full pad, so that's good to you know, that's good to see. But you know, my information was that it was a head injury, and that's all I'm comfortable saying about it.
Rex, on that, Joe said that the day where he struggled to walk after practice. And he'd been suffering from a migraine all morning, and that he was just coming off a concussion. So, given those two things, and the trainer spoke to him, why did he practice that day?
Well, again, our trainers, this isn't their first rodeo with anything. But when our trainers say that a young man can practice, then he's been cleared to practice. It's simple as that. The fact that Joe was in a red jersey meant non-contact, and there was no contact that day. You know, with him, you might recall he went down, he caught a ball, and then fell to the ground, and that was where he got hurt. But I'll stand by our doctors and our trainers, and not look for a witch hunt.
But Rex, for clarification, though, the player is saying that he was told he had a concussion. You're saying that you were not informed of that.
I was saying what I get was that he's out or limited or whatever with a head injury, and that's. What I'm comfortable saying, unless something specifically was there that says concussion, I'm going to say exactly what
is
on the list.
That he was got a concussion. That's all I'm
asking. I was informed that he had a head injury, and that was nothing, you know, and that was it. And the trainers, I lean on the trainers and the doctors, as does any coach in this league. And that was what was told to me.
Rex, you talked about your defense being top five yesterday. Where do you think your offense is going to rank?
Well, you know what's funny? See, I think I'm wrong by saying that. I shouldn't say that because I'm out of the prediction business, but I know where I believe where everything's going to end up. But I don't want to, you know, I've always said that about the defensive unit because every one of you says, well, that's my expertise. So that's fine, and I'll just put it on my shoulders that that's where it's going to be. I don't want to put any extra pressure on the players or anything else. Just put it all on me. So wherever it ends up, if it's not good enough, then it comes right down on me, and that's where it should be. If it's good enough, then it should go to the players and the coaches. Okay, but that's fine, and I've always felt that. But again, I'm not going to put where we're going to rank offensively, special teams, all that. I was probably wrong by saying that's for the defense because I certainly, you know, I don't want to burden our players, but we better be there because that's, you know, and it comes to me. It's just on my shoulders, period, and that's it.
Rex, why did you break the rotation with the quarterbacks? Geno started first team 3 days in a row.
Well, you know, I think that was what we went with, and so be it.
Rex, you said that it was.
What do you want me to say? I mean, hey, we did it, so what? Hey, I don't know. You guys figured out.
You felt that Cromartie hit was a bit over the top. Do you address that with any of the guys in the locker room? Do you talk to Antonio about it?
I talked to our team about it. We got to take care of – we have to take care of each other, and that's it. Now, look, I love Crow being aggressive. When Crow's aggressive, he's as good as any corner out there, okay? So there's a fine line. You want to be aggressive, but you have to protect your teammate above all else. And sometimes when you get down there, the competitiveness of you, then you don't want to see anybody, you know, move the football or cross that line, that's for sure. But at the same time, it's more important to take care of your teammate above all else.
When your dad was a head coach, he was known for having ornery practices during training camp. How much does that, if at all, inform the way you want things done during practice and training camp? Do you want guys, you know,
no, I
taking up a notch in a way?
Well, I recognize the fact that, you know, in training camp and in hot days in particular, those things happen. Kind of turns the heat up on a lot of things. But at the same time, I just soon not, you know, see fights and all that kind of stuff. I want to see us, you know, get better. I think that's a big thing. I love the competition. But you don't have to press me by being over the top of that, whether it's fighting or whatever.
And Steven was okay afterward. We saw him back on the field.
Well, you guys saw him on the field at the end of the thing with a, you know, as the old Randy Moss deal. You know, guys got covered and he snags a ball over somebody, so I think Steven's fine.
Rex, what's your read right now on the kicking competition?
Again, we'll let it play out. We got two good kickers. And, you know, that's kind of where we were. Last year, I felt the same thing. And, you know, I think we've done a good job of bringing guys in, and both those guys are kicking the ball extremely well.
Rex, do you practice tomorrow?
What's that?
Do you know or do you have a practice tomorrow?
I'm not sure. Well, again, as I mentioned a little yesterday, you know, we were hoping that he would have, that, you know, he would be progressing a little better. So this is just a little time to get him right. It's not like it's a new injury at all. It's just we're trying to get him, you know, closer to 100% than what he is. And we thought, you know, with, like I said, the trainers and the doctors thought that giving him a little time to rest it, that we'll accomplish that.
What about Rex, he seemed like on the play where Crow hit Hill, he also got hurt. We didn't see him the rest of the practice. Any idea what was bothering him?
I'm not sure on that yet.
Rex, Vlad working with the first team, is that just about Steven playing center with the second team and not, you can't give him that many reps? Or?
Well, no, I think it's a combination of both things. I think Vlad Dukas, you know, that was, quite honestly, that was another guy that I was going to bring in for videos because he actually played left guard, and right tackle in the game and did a tremendous job for us against Jacksonville. So I think he's really pushing. I don't think there's any doubt that Vlad's pushing for that. But we also want to see Steven, you know, play center. And that's something that actually I thought Steven today, it was a better day today for him playing center than it was even yesterday. So you see him actually improving a little bit where, you know, I feel pretty good about him there.
What actual improvements have you seen from Vlad that gives you the confidence in him right now?
From top to bottom, you name it. Mentally, instincts, physical, his just, I think he's, this is where you wanted him when you drafted him. You know, you might have wanted him there a year before, but this is where he's at now. So he looks pretty good to me.
Rex, where does he fit that Scarver tackle?
Well, for our football team, he's got to be able to play both. You know, we've got two great, you know, we feel real fortunate to have the starting tackles we have. And then, you know, same thing really at guard, but he's a guy that has proven that he can play both.
Right. So Johnson the other day at San Antonio might be getting close, and we all saw him running before the game. Have you spoken with him? Does he seem, I don't know, closer than he's been?
No, he seems excited, you know, so I think that's a good sign. But again, he's going to lean on the trainers. We're all going to lean on the trainers and the doctors. And when they say he's ready to go, he'll be chomping at the bit. I can tell you that right now. He's excited. I think he's in great shape, which, like I say, is unusual for a guy. He's done everything but, you know, run routes and all that other kind of stuff. So, but we'll see how it is. Hopefully, he can get on the field soon.
Would you like to get Ivory a good deal of work on Saturday?
You know, I'd like to definitely get him work, Powell, and you know, all the guys, really, you know, Tommy. But yeah, it'll be good to see him. And he's tell you where I've been impressed. I mean, his protection's improved. Like as somebody said today, he attacked a linebacker like he was a guard. You know, so that was encouraging to me.
So Rex, are you going to? Yeah, you just mentioned Tommy there. Are you going to bring in some competition, or do you think you guys? I know you don't have to make a decision now, but would you be comfortable with him as the opening day fullback?
I certainly would be. He's. You know, but again, we'll look at every opportunity out there. But certainly he's been impressive, you know, in these camps and in practices. So I feel good about him. We also have Conrad that can play fullback as well. You know, and like we said, he's kind of the garbage man. Whatever, he's going to do it. Tight end, you, fullback, whatever. He can do that. So, but again, we always keep all our options open, and we'll do that. But I've been very pleased with Tommy.
Brett, the offense doesn't use a fullback all that much. What are the attributes he'll have to have, or does he have to make him, you know, effective?
Well, we've used the fullback quite a bit, I think, and the fact he can also play some tailback, and he also does a good job on special teams.
Brett, this is the last one.
Braylon hasn't practiced in 3 days. What's
going on? Again, that's... You know, you guys are going to be tired of hearing me say it, but that's kind of his game plan. Okay, so that's you know, that's you know, the game plan for him this week, and you know, we'll see. You know, will he be out there tomorrow? I'm not sure, but I don't have a schedule in front of me, but we'll see how that goes. I know this past week I thought in the game against Jacksonville he looked much better than he did actually against Detroit. So that was encouraging to me. But as far as him not being on the practice field, you know, our guys do a tremendous job of getting our guys ready to play. And we'll just lean on them.
He'll play, though.
Well, again, I mean, you know, when he'll play, I mean, hey, if the trainer says he's, you know, let's not play him this week, then we're not going to play him.
Rex, is it starting to get unrealistic to think Vincent could open the season with you guys since he's still not here?
Again, you know, I'm going to say, you know, really what I've said about Goodson before, I'm not going to add anything to it right now.
I'm not asking, though, about where he is or anything, but, you know, here we are, the third preseason game is in a few days. Is it realistic that he could be with you guys to open the season if he's not here?
You know, we'll address that at the appropriate time.